Hey, it's time now to talk with our friend Larry Weber, who joins us from where exactly?
Oh, I'm not quite up in the Gunflint, but I am north of Duluth.
Okay.
I'm at Boulder Environmental Learning Center, Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center, for those who are familiar with it. It's an environmental learning center that's operated in conjunction with UMD, and they offer just a number of really, just a bunch of really neat classes, and I'm teaching one of them this morning. We are having a more winterish time now since we last spoke. We got at my house, we got 3 inches of snow. We had some chilly temperatures this morning at my house. It was 10 degrees, and there is a forecast of a pretty good amount of snow coming. The month is winding down. The next time we speak will be in the wonderful month of March.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're getting snow, I'm afraid two more things are still going to happen. I'm afraid that we're still going to have temperatures considerably above normal. As of today, the temperature average for the month is like 8 degrees above normal. And despite the coming snow, we'll probably still be at most normal for the precipitation. So, you know, things are changing. The snow we got this week was a wet snow, and that one snow by itself gave as much precipitation as we had the entire month before. So things are definitely changing along that direction, and that happens as we get towards March. I just love this time of year. I think that they're what saves the day for a lot of the critters in spring, because there's a lot of critters in spring that rely on the snow melt to survive in water for a while. Well, that's not going to happen if we don't get snows. So sometimes these snows in late February and March are very important. A few other things of note. I hope you had a chance to see the aurora this past week. It was a week ago today, Saturday night. We were almost in the new moon phase. There were no clouds in the sky, so I just decided to go out and take a look. I just might see aurora. And sure enough, there it was. It was a pretty good show. You know, the pictures always make it look better than it reality. And the reason for that is that the pictures can do a little bit of time lapse that our eyes can't do. And they can collect light a little bit more to make it look more bright than we usually see it with our naked eyes. Nevertheless, the aurora is always a spectacular thing to see. We also are now at 11 hours of daylight. We are having sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning, and sunset is getting all the way to about 6. I hope you had a chance to see the sunset last night, actually shortly after sunset, because we had a waxing crescent moon, just a little sliver of a waxing crescent moon. And then if you look above it, you saw what looked like two bright stars. One of them was the planet Venus, that is the lower one, and the upper one was the planet Jupiter. And they were all lined up. It was really cool. It was a beautiful thing to see. In the world of birds, we're still getting a lot of action at the bird feeders. The finches, red poles by far the most. I numbered the highest number I've seen so far. It's been about 160. But mixed with them is occasional pine siskin and goldfinch, and maybe even a hoary red pole every so often. There are a few others showing up at other feeders, but that's all that I have at my feeders. The woodpeckers are still drumming, the chickadees are still singing, and I noticed a lot of raven pair bonding. And when they do their pair bonding at this time, they fly around and they make a lot of noise, and then they go through these really cool flights where they do all sorts of twists and curves and dives and so forth. And there's been a lot of that going on. Matter of fact, I heard it again this morning. Squirrels are doing the same thing. This is the pre-mating time of squirrels, and I've seen it both with the gray squirrels in the daytime, and the flying squirrels are acting that way at night. Rabbits and hares, the same thing. Tracks are just abundant at this time. I saw a lot of tracks of raccoons. I've been seeing a lot for the past month. Well, this past week, they were joined by skunks. But probably the most fascinating mammal thing I've seen this past week was, I didn't see the animal at all, but I saw the result of it. I've been watching a beaver pond by my house. I visit it every couple of days just to see what's there. It's got a lot of tracks on it. It's just a very interesting place to visit. Well, I visited it on Wednesday, and there was a new snow, and, you know, it was just kind of interesting seeing tracks on the new snow. Went back on Thursday, and there was a huge hole, 3 feet in one direction, 4 feet in the other direction, kind of an elliptical shape. The ice itself was 13 inches thick, and something had made a hole all the way through that. There was no tracks going in, no tracks going out. I think what happened was, or I'm sure what happened was that the beavers did it. They gnawed their way through. Now, the big question would be, of course, why? And it's not unusual for beavers to make a little breathing hole in ice, but when the ice is 13 inches thick, that's a bit unusual. So I'll continue to watch it. I have theories of what's going on. I think they may be running out of their food, and this is a way to get out to get more food, or they may be concerned of being trapped in their lodge, which can happen in these kind of winters when the ice gets so deep they have very little room to swim. So you see, there's always something going on in Mother Nature. So, yeah, keep an eye out. Things are happening.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you next week.
Have a beautiful week. Bye.
Bye-bye.